the Torah is eternal and doesn't change. And of course, we mean the principles don't change, but the applications could change. But the Rambam writes, mitzvahs are eternal, and we can't change them. You know, there's Horasha, there's certain time periods. However, the Rambam says there's one exception to the rule. There's only one mitzvah that will change. Right? That's the mitzvah of Ari Mikvah, that they had, Moshe did three, Yoshua did three, and La'asid Ravo, they're going to add another three. So the Rambam writes, that's the only mitzvah that will change. All other mitzvahs won't change. However, there are mitzvahs that change before the Rambam said this. And the Rambam was talking about any future change. Right, so they discussed different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Bris Milah, that today we have Milah and we have Priya, different aspects of the mitzvah. So really, originally only the mitzvah of Milah was given. In fact, it's a discussion in Yoshua, it says, Himelo Mila Shenis. So one pshat could be, it's just a national Mila for those who haven't had it in the Midbar. But others learn, no, Mila Shenis, he gave the mitzvah Priya. Navi Rashi Yochadish Dabami. I don't know. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai, that God already told Moshe, we're going to do Mila, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, we're going to give you the mitzvah Priya. So it wasn't that it's a new mitzvah, it was already pre-existing, it was just revealed at a later time. Or similarly, we find by writing a Sefer Torah. So we know there used to be, I guess there was the Hammurabi script, Sav Lavona. So when they used to write a Sefer Torah, it was a different type of script up until the time of Ezra. And Ezra came and he still wrote Sav Ashurus, that he brought up from Asher, from Bavel. So how could Ezra change our Sifri Torah? Because it says, because of what was done, it says, the Pasuk says, it uses a lesson of, the Pasuk says that a king has to write another Sefer Torah, and therefore, that's what they, you know, Mishnah Torah, he has to write another Torah. But others say Mishnah Torah from the Lashon of Shinoi, Aksava Asi Lashana. So they have, again, it was Halacha Moshe Misinai. It was built in from before that it was changed. Ezra didn't make anything up, so it was decided before, and at that point it was going to change. So we have Mila changed, but it was Halacha Moshe Misinai. We have already from Mishnah Torah, and as well the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. Originally, all there was Hazanah Sakol. When he entered Eretz Yisrael, they added Al Eretz HaTova. It wasn't until the time of David and Shlomo, when they got the Beis HaMikdash, they added the third. So historically, mitzvahs were changed. However, the Rambam saying, from this point on, the Torah is eternal. The only mitzvah that's going to change is the mitzvah of Ari Mikvah, that Moshe did three, Yeshua did three, and La'asid Ravo, we're going to add another three and have nine Ari Mikvah.